Tudo vou deixar na nossa enjoy.
You're collecting all the rubbish?
I've let your rubbish.
Yes.
I want some lots of chocolate paper.
I have. Where's my weenie bin gone? I've lost the weenie bin.
There it is.
Oh, is mine the bright yellow one? Let's have a look.
Yes. And I can, and I put all the rubbish in it.
Right.
Is it?
Okay, there's no rubbish in this one.
Isn't it? The dustbin wagon.
Oh, well, I've got one piece here, look.
Oh, dear. Beep.
No, I don't think Justin Norris say Bebar, do they? They usually have flashing lights. Do you think these are the lights? On top of the dustbin lorry? Is that the noise he makes?
But in that wheelie bin.
It is in the wheelie bin. I've emptied my rubbish already.
And he said there's a bit of paper.
Yes, there was, but I've put it in the wheelie bin.
Oh, good. And the wheel is away.
That's right.
Mummy, he's putting it in the dustbin wagon. He got it.
I think it, all right. It needs to go the other way, doesn't it, Thomas?
But it doesn't fall off this way.
No, but it needs to go the other way because when the dustbin men are wheeling the weenie bin, they push the handle. That's right. They push it that way. No, they turn it round. That's it. The handle's always facing outwards so that the men can push it and pull it with the handle.
I know you haven't. They're too rubbish.
Oh gosh, you've put a cork in it, haven't you?
Yes, because that was rubbish.
Was it?
Put your rubbish nice and clean for another day.
Oh lovely, they can't call it anything. Wheelie bin's nice and clean for another day, is it?
It is.
Right.
But I'm going away.
Okay, are you going to the tip?
Mummy. Tomorrow, I left you some more
water. Right. Do you like your
dustbin, Mary Thomas? Yes, Mummy, there you go.
Thank you.
Use that for another week. Okay. And don't eat it, because it's for a dustbin to collect.
It's for the dustbin to collect. Don't worry, I shan't eat rubbish, Thomas.
Oh, thank you.
There's an old wine bottle cork. I think, actually, that one is from Spain. Do you remember Paco, the waiter?
Yeah.
At the end of the evening meal,
yeah.
He used to come through the dining room and collect corks from the empty bottles, didn't he?
Yeah.
And give them to you so that you could put them in your tractor and trailer. And we brought them home and they made excellent rubbish for your rubbish tip, don't we? And then do you remember when Mrs. Mabry stayed?
Mm-hmm.
She bought a box. What did the box have in it?
Chocolate.
Chocolates? What sort of chocolates? Can you remember?
No.
Well, what do you call them when you see the box?
No.
What's the box and the wrapper got on them?
I don't know.
A clock.
A clock.
And when you say see the chocolates, you say tick-tocks. They're actually after 8 minutes, aren't they?
Yeah.
And the chocolates are in wrappers like this. And the wrappers make excellent rubbish, don't they?
Okay. Just put it on the ground. Mom, put it on your knee. Because it might spill on you.
It might spill on me, then I'd be really dirty, wouldn't I?
I will. You will, I mean.
Where's the other? Oh, there's another wheelie bin there.
That's a black one.
It is a black one.
I see. You want some more rubbish, do you? You don't think so? There's some more rubbish.
Okay. Don't worry, I'm getting some rubbish.
But there's some more. That's tricky. Isn't it tricky?
Tricky?
Tricky.
Tricky.
Thank you.
Oh gosh, more wine corks. And two Lego bricks. I've got a blue and a red Lego brick there.
Well,
I think the wheelie bin's funny.
Something else.
I think the wheelie bin's funny, Thomas.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Something else.
You're saying, excuse me?
I found another one with a pig on.
Oh gosh, yes, that's from your Lego tractor, isn't it? We can't put a pig in the rubbish bin, Thomas.
Why?
Oh no. We'll just put the green Lego away and we'll leave the pig. Oops. We'll leave the pig there, shall we?
There you go.
How's that? Piggy Wig Wig can sit there. Right.
And we say, wow, wow, boy, here's some wow, wows. Didn't you? He wants a dustbin then!
Well, I don't think the dustbin man really has well was, but I think what you're talking about is when we hear the dustbin man on a Monday come.
wee wee.
Wee wee. And we see the.
This one is a real dustbin.
Is it? And we see the orange lights, don't we? Because do you remember when the dustbin men used to come really late in the afternoon? Sometimes it was sort of 5 o'clock, 5:30, wasn't it? And in the winter when it was dark,
yeah,
we used to see the lights flashing. But recently they've been coming quite early, haven't they? They've been coming about 12 o'clock, between 12 and 2.
I do your wedding.
Pardon?
Then do this one. I don't.
Can you manage?
I can.
That's right. Pop it there. That's right.
Okay.
Oops, we still haven't done it. This dustbin line was a present from Mummy and Daddy because you've had chicken pox.
I can't still. I told you.
Oh dear, dear. What's the matter? Is it, I think it's blocked up. There's too much rubbish. That's what it is. There we are. Rearranged it. Let's try again. Rearranged it, that's right. Ah, that's what it is, it's coming out. Because you've been a poorly boy with chicken pox, haven't you?
Like a nice clean bowl for the weekend.
Well, nice and clean for the weekend, that's lovely, thank you. And we thought it would be a nice little present, something for you to play with while you were inside. Because you haven't been able to go out and play with your friends, have you?
Oi! Oi!
Who says oi oi?
Just this man.
Mind the equipment, darling.
Oh, sorry. This man said it's a setup. I said, oi, oi, to a dustbin man.
Why did he say, oh, you shouted oi, oi, because he'd forgotten the wheelie bin, had he?
Yeah.
Was he all set to drive off?
Yes.
Oh, you haven't finished the work.
So I go, oh! You silly dustbin man.
He wasn't to know, was he?
He didn't notice, did he? Tomorrow, I come round. I wear a flashy Nino's white load.
All right. Oh, goodness me, now, before you take that wheelie bin in, I've forgotten that's garden rubbish, look, because it's a green bag.
Oh, God.
So I shall leave that there.
No, sir.
And where do we put, once he's emptied the wheelie bin, where does the dustbin man put the garden rubbish in the green bags?
In there.
In here?
Yes.
Is this the recycling?
It is a recycling.
The recycling part of the dustbin lorry.
It's 2 minutes. I got
it. Oh, that's green as well. We could have that on the recycling thing.
I'm just going to, that can go in the recycling. This can go in the recycling. And this can go in the recycling.
Well, I think that was just something wrong with the rubbish. It's the green rubbish. Here, darling. The green bags only.
These are the green bags.
They're not. They're red and blue Lego bricks. Oh, it's super nice, isn't it?
And it's taken away in the rubbish lorry.
Yeah.
And he kept them all in the rubbish lorry.
And do you know what happens to the things that he collects in the recycling?
Yes.
He uses them to make new things. Isn't he?
Yes.
Things like the glass bottles.
Look, he's backing up.
Is he? And the cans.
And he did got them back.
Oh dear. Well, that's usual, isn't it? For him to leave something on the floor and drive off. The glass bottles, Thomas. I used to make new glass bottles.
He said, oi! He said, oi, oi! To this dustbin man. Nearly driving off. Because he's nearly gone in a Vale Bridge.
He's nearly gone where?
In a Vale Bridge.
In the Vale Bridge?
You know what a Vale Bridge means?
No, I haven't a clue what it
means. It means dustbin and wagons. Just can't go through it. And cars. And big dustbin wagons.
A Vale Bridge?
It is a Vale Bridge. Good lady.
Not a rail bridge?
Not a rail bridge, no. A car bridge. It's called the car bit. You know why? And it's just while I have it for rest.
Right.
That's why it's car bridge.
Right. Well, he's going under the bridge.
Yeah.
Is it a viaduct?
It is a viaduct.
Viaduct?
It is a viaduct. and he stops again for another big rubbish. And he's gone.
What's the dustbin lorry doing when it parks under the bridge? Do you think the men open their flask of tea and have a little break?
And Mummy, yes. He stops at Mummy's house. You think so, do you?
I don't think there's room for you and the dustbin lorry under the bridge, Thomas. Because the bridge is actually your little table, isn't it?
Are you
stuck?
I am.
I thought you would be.
Oh,
dear. It will take the fire brigade if the dustbin lorry's not stuck under the bridge.
Careful,
man. Equipment, please.
Goodness me.
I think you need your hard hat on, don't you? You need a helmet.
Do.
Would you like me to get you one?
Yes, but where's the rubbish?
Ah, well, you see, I went out with my dustpan and brush and swept it up and put it in one of my wheelie bins.
No, right? Let's see, it's under my veil bridge. See? No, it's not in there.
You said Vale Bridge again, Thomas. Is Vale Bridge somewhere you've been with Nana and Grandad?
No, it's the turning Vale Bridge.
Do you mean Rail Bridge, not Vale Bridge?
Vale Bridge.
Vale Bridge. Just a bridge, an ordinary bridge.
It's an ordinary bridge.
An ordinary bridge. I think you're meaning a rail bridge.
Mummy, just put that old cap on. You fall over, I put that cap on. Right. It's a very sharp hat.
A very sharp hat. This is the top of the table. Gosh, this will keep the rain out, won't it? Can you imagine?
That's a very secret present for you.
Oh, is this a present from me? From you?
Yes.
Oh, how lovely. These will be a kiss.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
There you go now.
You're a sweet boy, aren't you?
If it was in this one.
I don't know which one it was. I can't remember now.
No? Yeah!
Oh, is it in that one? Right.
It said, you go for it. It said that you can keep it ever and ever.
The hat?
Yeah.
That's very kind.
Oh, nice. For weekend.
It's all nice and clean for the weekend, is it?
It is it too.
Excuse me, please.
Mummy, it was raining.
It was raining, so I need my table.
Titter totter, titter totter, titter totter.
Pitter patter.
It's when titter totter, titter totter.
Titter totter, the raindrops.
Titter totter, titter totter, titter totter, titter totter.
Listen, you can't mess on your head. You put this on your head?
Yes.
And listen, this is the rain pattering down, listen. Does it sound like rain? Pitter-patter, pitter-patter. Are you coming for a cuddle now?
Let's mess her.
Oh, it was a mess my hair. How are you feeling?
Messy here.
You want to mess my hair? How are you feeling, Poppet?
I'm fine.
You're feeling fine, Poppet? Ow. A bit tired?
Oh.
What's the matter?
My ear.
Your ear hurts?
Yes. It went right to the... Mummy, oh, there's lots of rubbish blocked on the road. Nearly, but the dustbin wagon dropped all the rubbish out of his big
dear. He's supposed to go to the tip, isn't he, to do that? Was it an accident that the rubbish fell out? What's the daisy?
And he got through the rubbish.
Was this an accident that it all fell on the floor?
No, it was a purpose.
It was done on purpose, was it?
It was a axi-pooey.
Axi-pooey. Well, I can't imagine a dustbin man that's just picked up all the rubbish is then going to drop it on the road on purpose. I think when he gets to the tip, that's the time that he should empty the lorry. Not on the road. What do you think?
What do you think?
What do you think?
What do you think?
I wonder what you think.
What do you think? Did I have a headphone?
You want to listen with the headphones, do you? It sounds very loud. Pop them in your ears gently. Can you hear Mummy talking?
No.
You can. You say something, you probably can hear yourself as well. Say something.
I can mess hair.
I can mess hair. You like messing with Mummy's hair?
Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye. Does it sound very loud, Thomas?
It doesn't to me.
It doesn't to you?
Yeah.
It does, or it doesn't?
It doesn't. It's Thomas speaking.
It is Thomas speaking. Who used to put the headphones on?
Who?
Who have you seen wearing those headphones?
Mummy.
Mummy, but who else?
Me.
And you, and who else?
No, no.
Did Dimitri used to come and put the headphones on?
Yeah.
Sounds very, very loud, I think. I think it sounds far too loud.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that? Oh, it's just a blue van going past.
Beer van.
A blue van.
A beer van!
Shh, don't shout. A beer van.
Right.
Bye-bye. Could I have him back, please?
I can.
Thank you. Have you still got big jobs to do with the rubbish?
Okay. And he got lots of rubbish on the road.
Goodness me, are you going to put it straight in the van or would you like one of mummy's wheelie bins?
One of mummy's wheelie bins.
There you are, there's the yellow wheelie bin.
Yeah.
I don't know where the black wheelie bin's gone to. Oh, here it is. Oh, no, it isn't. Where's the black wheelie bin, Thomas?
I'm going to find it in my big wagon. Somewhere. It might turn up too.
It might turn up, yes, you're quite right.
Have a good look.
How many men drive the dustbin, Harry, Tom?
One.
Just one? Two?
Yeah, but I can't find it.
I can't find it, I don't know where it's gone. What have you been doing with it?
I hear it too, yeah. Oh!
Oh, you did, I'm sitting on it, I'm really sorry. Oh dear, dear.
Look, they put all the rubbish in. I lift all the lids in.
You lift the lids, okay. Oh dear. I'm not going to put this green rubbish in the bins, though. I shall leave that separate. And that can go straight into the curtain. Do you know what we've got to take?
Yeah.
To Tesco. We've got some shoes that Mummy's got ready for one of the big bins at Tesco, because they collect old shoes, don't they? Recycling. I saw you slip that garden rubbish into the weed again. What would the dustbin man say if you saw that?
I don't know.
He'd say, that's very naughty. We don't take garden rubbish in the black bags. In the green bags only, please.
And this dustbin. It collects green rubbish and red rubbish.
Red rubbish. Well, the bin bags are usually black, aren't they?
Yeah.
But sometimes we see all sorts of things out. As long as it's in a plastic bag and sealed up, I think the dustbin men will take it, won't they? Because we often go out with the Tesco.
You can't see because the big wagon is here. It's a big man here.
Hello, big man. What's your name?
I'm called the dustbin man.
Are you? Have you got a name, dustbin man?
I'm called Lizard.
You're called who?
Lizard.
Lizard?
Yeah, Lizard.
Hello, Lizard. That's a very strange name. For a dustbin man?
Oh, do you know mine called?
Mine's called Jean.
Hello, Jean.
Hello, Lizard. How are you?
I can't reach up because I need to kneel down on the road.
You need to kneel down on the road? Gosh, I hope no cars or buses come and knock you over.
Oh, don't be daft.
Well, it's all right. Say, don't be daft. It's a silly thing to do to kneel in the middle of the road.
Oh, bother.
Have you lost everything?
That was magic.
Was it magic?
There we go. All clean for next week, Jean.
Right. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed, dustbin man.
You're welcome.
I'm welcome. That's nice.
All ready for next week.
Actually, our dustbin man come on a Monday, don't they? So it's not clean for the weekend because we've just had the weekend when they come. But it's clean for the new week, isn't it?
Watch this big bang, you heard a big bang.
Oh, gosh, that was a big bang. What was
that? There was a big bang in a big door.
Was it? Are you in a bad mood?
It was logical bang. We were on the big bang.
No, I know it was a big bang, but I'm wondering why you banged the dustbin.
Because I want it so tight.
Oh, right.
Because I don't want any rubbish up and down.
You don't want any rubbish jumping up and down and falling on the road like it did a few minutes ago, because that was a real mess, wasn't it?
Yes.
We both had to pick it all up again.
Oh, I'm banging it.
I see. I thought you were in a bad mood. I thought you were cross and you were banging it. I thought perhaps somebody had upset you.
This is a rubbish tip. This is...
Oh, is it? This would make a good rubbish tip in there, look.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it? How's that?
Right,
oh, gosh. There's one piece left, I can see. One bag.
Where?
Still in the dustbin, Laurie. If you turn the handle, I think it'll come out. Oh, it keeps rolling back in. Try turning the handle the other way. Nearly out, isn't it? Oh, it doesn't want to come out, that piece of rubbish, does it?
There.
There we are. Well done.
There was another big bang.
Oh, Thomas, you mustn't do that because you're going to break it, darling. It's not meant to be banged like that.
Mummy.
Then you won't have a dustbin ready to play with.
Then I take it away like this.
Yes, that's good, isn't it? What are you going to do with it now? Are you watching the corks roll from side to side?
Yes.
It's good, isn't it?
And I put it on you.
Oh, no, you mustn't put it on me. You can put it on the floor. You don't tip it on me.
I will.
No, you won't.
I will.
You won't.
I will.
Ha-ha, you won't.
Oh,
be careful, no throwing. No, that's it. Oh, what a mess up at the floor. Oh, dear. I think we could do it. Come up something, because we need to scoop it all up.
I know, a digger!
A digger. We could. Oh, it's my chair. We could do the road
sweeper.
City
chair.
Well, it's not a silly chair. You put it there.
I didn't.
A digger would be a really good thing, wouldn't it? What kind of, you've got a Lego digger, haven't you?
A Lego?
Well, you've got two diggers, haven't you?
I've got two diggers.
Where's the
two diggers gone?
Let's have a look. Oh, dear, dear.
Here's one for me.
Oh, gosh, well, in that case, you've got three diggers then, right. That's one digger.
Mine.
You're having a good one, aren't you? We've got some stains.
There's a fall for me.
Oops, this is the other digger, look. Oh, with the digger man, do you remember that one?
Yeah.
And we've got another one as well, we've got the Lego digger. So far, and then we've got the Lego digger here, which is how many diggers now?
Four
diggers, and I wouldn't mind betting that we've got another one here, a little range like the Bob the Builder ones. We've got the cement mixer and things like that. I think there might be one with those as well. Here we are. This digger is like a mini dustbin line because the back of this opens up. So while this man's digging, he could even be collecting some things in the back, couldn't he? Oh dear, there's been a terrible accident. You just run the digger man over.
I'm trying to get the digger in the way. I'm going to put them in the back. Where it smacks back.
Excuse me.
I'm going to have a miracle ride.
I don't think that large one will ride in that digger, will it? The small one will. Are you tired, Thomas?
Oh, he does.
Oh, he does, yes. But not the two of them together. It makes a lot of noise, doesn't it?
For me? I don't go through rubbish.
Right, now, where are you going to pick, once you've collected them up in the digger, where are you going to put them? Are you going to tip them straight into a wheelie bin?
No, I'm going to tip them on the floor.
Right. What's in the pile on the floor?
Put them in the pile on the floor.
Right. That's a nice little pile, shall we? Shall I help with the digger?
Of course you can.
I'll use a small one. Oh, this one makes a noise.
Look, this one is collected all the diggers. Taking all the men away.
Oh gosh, you just took the driver onto the rubbish heap. It's not very nice, is it?
Because I don't like your driver.
Why? There we are, we've collected it all into a pile. Oh, no, we haven't. There are two more bits here. No, you do one and I'll do the other. Now we've got it into a pile, what are we going to do with it?
I'll put it in here in my scoop.
Put it in the scoop? And then what? Is it going in the dustbin, Laurie?
No. Just leave it on the floor. Say, oh dear me, you say.
Don't shout. That's an awful mess, isn't it?
It's an awful mess.
What's that?
Look, he's collecting the digger man away.
Yeah. Well, you could give the digger man the lift to his own digger and pop him back in the seat, couldn't you?
There I'm going.
Is that where you're going?
Thank
you very much, Digger. Yes, he's looking on a ride, isn't he?
No, I can't see anybody.
Well, he can't he? Yes. Oh, Tom, don't sniff. That's not nice.
I like sniffing.
Well, he might like sniffing, but it's not very pleasant, is it? Thomas, stop. So cheeky. No. No. Dirty.
It isn't.
Bye, come.
Mashed potato.
What's mashed potato got to do with it?
Collecting in the recycling bin.
Oh, you're collecting mashed potato in the recycling bin. Well, I suppose potato peelings could go in the compost. We've got a compost bin outside and we put in it banana skins, apple skins, or peel, don't we? Potato peel. What else do we put in there?
Flowers.
We do. Dead flowers. And what happens when Daddy cuts the grass? What happens to the grass clippings? Do they go in the compost as well?
I don't know.
And do you know what else we put in?
Yes.
What does Mummy have every morning at breakfast?
I don't know.
With her toast. She has a nice cup of...
sweets.
Nice cup of sweets. No,
yeah.
Wishful thinking on your part. Do you want to eat, Tom?
No, it's a bit wet, my nappy.
You're not wearing a nappy. Is it a bit wet?
A bit wet.
Well, if it's a bit wet, you need to go and use your potty on the
toilet.
Too
late.
It isn't too late.
It is.
No. If
it is.
Don't shout. If you're just a little wet now, let's go quick.
It's too late. Too late. Yes, it is.
Don't shout. You just had a big wee, Thomas. You just had a big wee.
I'll have another big wee later.
All right, I don't think you really need one, do you?
You say.
Oh, even just need it. Oh dear, bless you.
So, phew, you say.
Phew.
Then I have.
Listen, tea bags are the other things that Mummy puts in the compost bin, aren't they?
What?
Tea bags. And if we've used kitchen paper, kitchen roll.
Yes.
To cut up fruit on. That's so funny. We put it in the compost bin. Why are you laughing? Mashed potato poo. Why are you laughing, Tom? No, don't be silly. Don't be silly, because if you pull those wires out, there'll be trouble.
Okay.
No, just stand still. Stand over there with it.
Okay.
That's it. What can you hear?
I can hear noise.
What sort of noise?
Like a telly.
Like a telly? Well, there's no television on, is there? Do you know what's going to
happen? I can't see around down there.
Well, the television screen's blank. It's in the reflection. I can see Mummy. Hello, Mummy. And I can see Thomas with headphones on.
Hello.
Hello, Thomas with headphones on.
I'm Jean.
No, you're not.
I am.
You're Thomas Henry.
I am.
Thomas Henry.
Pooey.
Thomas Henry Pooey. Don't put the mat in your ears. No, no.
I like him.
No. No, don't. It'll hurt your ears, darling. Not right in
school. I will be careful.
You will be careful.
This hand made that noise.
Oh, yes. Do you know what it sounds like?
Yes.
It sounds like the sea. Does it sound like waves at the seaside?
It doesn't. Let's go way.
Do you remember when we were in Spain? We used to go down to the beach in the evenings, didn't we?
Yeah.
When it was quiet. And we used to see the waves. And we used to paddle, didn't we? Just you and me. Did you enjoy that?
I did.
The sun was really hot, wasn't it?
It was very hot.
And the water was still warm, wasn't it?
It was.
We saw lots of boys and girls swimming.
You showed it this pussy cat. You go, meow! And then you put it. Fast asleep.
Oh, you're a pussycat now, are you?
Yeah.
I see, you're having a little sleep.
You know what it's called?
No.
Television is called.
The pussycat's called television?
Yes, it is.
Oh, right, that's a very strange name for a pussycat. Can I call you Telly for short?
Yeah, of course,
Mum. Telly the Tabby, are you a tabby pussycat like Purdy?
I'm a tabby.
Are you? Got nice stripes, have you?
Yes. But when you say, hello, Thomas! And I got meow!
Ooh, that's not nice. Is it the other morning you woke up and you were pretending to be a pussycat and you were called Curtains?
Yeah.
Because I said, good morning, Thomas, and you said, it's not Thomas, it's a pussycat called Curtains. But you're not called Curtains today, you're called Television, aren't you?
Yes, Mummy. Mummy, shout quietly.
Shout quietly?
Yeah.
Well, I can't shout quietly.
Okay.
Television, are you awake?
Yes.
Hello, Pussy. Are you going to come for a cuddle?
Yeah.
Oh.
I swear I'll have your book ready.
Oh, you're leaping onto my knee. Oh, Pussycat, would you like a nice drink of milk?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Do you want to go and make some milk for you?
Yeah.
No, you don't want any milk. You want to make some nice milk?
Nah.
Do you like a saucer of milk?
Nah.
A bottle of milk?
Nah.
Do you want to look at something else now?
Yeah.
What shall we look at?
There's a lot of rubbish.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of rubbish, isn't there?
There's lots of rubbish.
Are you a pussycat?
Meow.
Pussycat.
Meow. I can jump over walls like this.
Jump over walls?
Just climb on a rock.
A special rock at my knee.
Not wrong that. I need to jump over one then. I can feel you are okay. I just...
You need to jump, but don't tread on any of that.
No, I'm just getting on it. Then I can jump over like that.
Pussycat. Where have you been?
So where's the pussycat gone?
Where's the pussycat gone? I've been to London to look at...
A queen!
The queen. Pussycat, what did you
do?
I frightened a little mouse under her chair.
Yeah.
What else do we know?
Say hello, pussycat.
Hello, pussycat. Ding dong dell, pussy's in the well, who put her in? Little Johnny Finn, who pulled her out? Little Johnny Stout, what a naughty boy was that, to try to drown poor pussycat, who never did him harm, and killed all the rats in his father's barn.
If they look at this pussycat, it's very, very, very precious.
This pussycat's very, very precious. Oh, it must be a pussycat like Purdy because she's very, very precious as well, isn't she?
Yes.
She's the most precious pussycat, and you're the most precious boy that I've got. Out of all my little boys, you're the most precious. And out of all the pussycats, Purdy's the most precious.
Smell the penis.
No, would it be silly? So, pussycat, what are you going to do today?
Play hide and seek.
Play hide and seek?
Yeah.
Oh, are you?
I stop counting.
Alright, so you're going to hide then. Be careful. Oh, steady down then.
Sorry I hurt you, Nick. It was a rusty dude.
Sorry you hurt me, it was an accident.
I stop counting now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm coming. Ready? Not. Oh! Well, that you weren't hiding then, were you?
I was.
You weren't.
I was.
The minute I stood up, I could see you. No, don't do that to me. Are we going to have a look at these little books?
What about two dustbin lorries?
No, it's not dustbin day today, Thomas, is it?
No, it isn't.
They come on Mondays. Oh, Thomas, now listen, come here. You need a tissue, yes? Yes? Just. You've not wiped your nose on your hand, have you? Let me have a look. Oh, dear. You mucked up.
Meow.
You mucked up.
Meow.
Right.
Meow.
Come sit here.
Meow. I need all the stories.
Right, well, let's look at them. Now, you're not a pussycat now, you're Thomas. Never just saying meow all the time, is it?
Meow.
Come on, we'll break them up into some are about days and some are about faces. We've had these books a long time because when you were a year old, we gave these books away in little party bags. Is your nose all right now?
Yes.
Are you sure? Yes. Right, so let's start the first one. No.
I want the beach one.
The beach one?
Oh,
well, the beach one, that must be sunny days, is it?
Isn't.
Let's have a look, it's called sunny days. It is sunny. Swimming things go on. Sun hats go on. The seaside is always fun.
Always fun, yeah.
Is it? We love sand. We love
ice cream.
We love picnics on the beach.
Do it again.
Who's always there with a little boy and girl?
A dog.
A dog. And what can we always see in the sky?
Sun. It's sun.
Sun, shining sun. It is sunny. Swimming things on. Sun hats on. Oh, have you noticed the dog's wearing a hat? Looks like a reindeer, doesn't it? The seaside is always fun. What are they doing?
Splashing and pooing.
They're not pooing, splashing and playing with a ball, aren't they? They're bouncing. We love sand. We love ice cream. Do you like ice cream?
Yes. Look at that dog.
Oh, the dog's eating an ice cream. Look, the little boy's buying an ice cream from the ice cream van. The little girl's licking her ice cream. There's an ice cream cone on the floor. It looks like some of the ice cream's melting. Who's licking it up?
A dog.
That dog. We love picnics on the beach. Look at the picnic. The dog's even got his own bowl, hasn't he?
I don't want that one. I don't like it.
You don't like the one about rainy days? What about the one about snowy days?
No, I don't like that.
You don't like the one about snowy days either?
No.
What about happy faces?
No.
What about playful faces?
No.
Well, there's only one left, and that's a book about messy faces. Oh, reading that. Oh, look, it's a picture of you.
A
boy with a messy face. Messy face. Clean teeth. Sticky face. Full tummy. Look, let's have a look at this properly.
No, I don't want some. I'll put it in there.
Do you know why this little boy's got a messy face?
Yes.
Because he's cleaning his teeth. Look, what a mess. He squeezed the toothpaste onto the toothbrush. And he's got it all over his face and where else?
His head.
His hair.
Messy
face.
I got it.
Clean teeth.
Ha! I don't like you, Rainbow.
You don't like me, and this little girl's eating a boiled egg with toast, and she's got it all over her face. It's a sticky face, full tummy.
Ha ha! Snow!
Excuse me.
I shut you down.
Don't you dare say that. No, it's not nice. Don't you ever say that to anybody, Thomas. No.
Oh.
You're not playing with that. That is a saw from your Bob the Builder kit. You don't point it at anybody and say what you've just said. That's very naughty. That could frighten people if you do that. Pardon?
Bouncy ball.
Yes, you can bounce a ball, but you're not pointing a saw at anybody. Nice. Gosh, this little girl has painted a pitch, and she looks like you do when you go to playgroup. She's got paint all over her face. It says picture painting. Painting me. What's the little boy playing with?
I don't know.
It looks like chocolate, but I think it must be mud because it says muddy face, muddy me. This little girl's eating spaghetti.
It's eating mud.
Spaghetti face, because she's got it everywhere. Oh, and who's this?
Well, we'll let you have that read. And my mum can play football.
That's
for you.
Okay.
Catch!
Bubbly bath. Little girl here with bubbles and suds all over her face.
Where?
This one, look, she's in the bath and she's been playing with bubbles. That looks like you, doesn't it? Oh, but look at the end of the night, and do you know why it's night time? Mm-hmm. What can you see in the sky now?
A moon.
A moon.
Look at that, a cuddle.
Little boy's cuddling his teddy bear. There's a moon in the sky, so it must be bedtime. And look, it says, clean me. He's obviously had his bath and he's ready for bed. Messy face, clean teeth. Sticky face, full tummy. Picture painting, painting me. Muddy face, muddy me. Spaghetti face. Bubbly bath. Clean me.
But I stand back here in my cat.
Gently. Whoa. Just come here. We must move a little bit closer. This is the ball we bought in Spain.
Whoa.
For you to play with in the pool. Do you remember with the little girl? Steady now.
Whoa.
No. Throw it at me if you want me to catch it, Thomas.
Oh no, it's gone over a bit of rubbish.
Is it going to make a bit of rubbish?
Oh no.
Oh dear, well, you know what you have to do.
What is?
You have to either pick the rubbish up and go and get the ball, or you'll have to climb over the rubbish. What's it going to be?
Jump over the rubbish.
I thought it might be.
Here we go. Whoa. There's some rubbish. Whoa, there's some rubbish.
Oh, that's a bag of Wellingtons, isn't it? No, don't bring any more out, Thomas.
Bounce it over there. Woo!
No. It's going away now. No, if you throw it gently to one another, but you're throwing it out of things. You've been told not to do that. Come on, just to each other. Just to each other.
I don't like that ball anymore.
Don't you? Fair enough.
I'm going to hit it. Mega mood.
What are you going to call it?
Mega mood.
Mega mood. It's a funny name for a ball, isn't it? What's on the ball?
It's gone in the kitchen.
Is it gone in the kitchen? Well, that must be where it stays then.
Let's run. Got it.
Have you?
Yes.
Right, I think I'm going to make a drink now. Would you like a drink?
I'm making these covers nice and smooth.
Making the covers nice and smooth. You're smoothing the cushions for me, are you?
Yeah.
That's nice, thank you.
Some of them, Mummy, you look big. So I'm going to cut you down in piece. I think I want to do something else.
Right, come on, let's do this jigsaw together. We've got two jigsaws.
I'm going to cut that cup in piece.
No, you're not. That is going in the blender. I didn't use that. Right, shall we sit at your table?
Oh, yes. It's not nice to say that's mine. No. Hey, that one's mine.
Do you want to sit on this chair?
Yeah.
Oh, they're both the same. Sit at that side.
Okay.
Okay. Right. This is a Thomas the Tank Engine jigsaw, isn't it?
Yes.
And it should fit
into
this piece of wood, shouldn't it? Right. Where do we start? Where do you think that belongs?
There.
Right. Can you find a bit more with Thomas's face on? What's all the pieces?
No.
Are there any more pieces on the floor?
No. Where is that
one? Oh, yes, that's the bottom of his face, isn't it? I think if you turn that way around. No, the piece that you've got in your hand. I think if you cut it that way. Mm. What about that there? Mm. Right,
that should go this way.
It goes there, but I think you need to turn it round a little bit, don't you?
Yeah.
Have a look. There's brown there. And there's brown on the bottom there.
Brown.
So I think that brown should be part of that brown, don't you? Like that. I think it fits in there. Gosh, look at that now. We've two pieces left. Who's on that one?
Fat controller.
Fat controller, that's right.
Mummy, shut your eyes.
Yeah.
A bird.
Surprise! Wow, you did that piece all on your own. That's very clever. Now you've just one more piece to put in, haven't you?
Yes. Okay. Shut your eyes again, right. Tight.
They're tightly shut, they're closed, can't see anything. Tell me when to open them.
Open!
Wow! You've done it all, isn't that clever? That's one that Monica gave you from Timothy and Katie. Now this one, Christopher's mummy gave me this, because Christopher's too big for it now. Two jigsaw puzzles in one box.
Mummy, shut your eyes tight.
Are we going to get all the pieces out of the box first? Do you know what is a really good way to start a jigsaw?
Stop, Mummy. Shut your eyes tight like this.
Well, just let me tell you this, Thomas. This is different because there are two different jigsaws in this. One have got big pieces like that, and one have got small pieces like this. One has got small pieces, so...
Look!
Oh, yes.
Da-da!
So, shall we get all the small pieces to one side and you collect all the big pieces? Right? Those are big ones for your side.
Mine!
That's right, that's yours, and I'm having the small ones here. Gather all the big pieces together first, Thomas.
Da-da!
No, that doesn't match, does it? Come on, you get all the big pieces. I'll get all the small. Now, do you know what is a really good way to start the jigsaw? Yeah. To find all the pieces with these straight edges. Look.
Yes.
All the straight edges together.
Look, Dunno!
No, I don't think that belongs there, do you?
Why?
No, because the pieces might fit, but the pattern doesn't match up. The pattern's got to match to make a picture. You find all the pieces with the straight edges.
Oh,
those are small pieces from Mummy's jigsaw, aren't they?
There's some more.
Right, all the ones with straight edges, get them together because they form the outside of the jigsaw. Look. There we are, we've done the top.
There! Hello!
Right, now, you find the rest for that.
It's mine!
No, it's fine, you can do it.
It's ready to open.
No, because we're making it now, aren't we?
Put that back. back in a box.
Well, you can't make a pattern if you put him somewhere in the box, can you?
Don't like it.
I
put it all in the box.
Well, you haven't made it yet. You don't know whether you like it or not. You're being silly. Don't you?
I wouldn't take it to Rocky.
No. Not nice, Thomas. Come on, now you put these little bits
no.
in. No! I'll close my eyes and you can
no,
surprise me.
No, I don't want to.
Don't
you?
No,
I'm sad now.
You're doing what?
I'm sad.
You're sad?
Yes.
Oh, that's all right. Well, I made this piece and I think it looks really nice. I don't know what's happening on the jigsaw then.
What is it?
Well, I don't know. I want you to tell me. The fat controller's pointing at something, but I don't know what it is.
It's pointing at James.
Is he pointing at James?
Yeah.
Why is he pointing at James?
I'll show you.
I'll show me. I don't understand what's happening on this picture.
I don't know.
Right, you have a look. Turn it right way around. Well, there's James there, but there's Thomas as well, isn't there? Yeah. Is Thomas having a wash or a paint? What are they doing?
Painting him black there.
They're painting him black there, aren't they? Yes. Look at that man. He's holding a pot of black paint and he's got a sponge. Or is it a brush?
No.
This man's got a brush, blue brush, hasn't he? Gosh, there are four men, 1, 2, 3, 4, all working on him. This man's painting him black. What colour's this man doing? The red. This man's doing the blue. And this man's got a pot of yellow paint and he's painting the yellow in the number one. And is the fat controller supervising?
No.
There seems to be a lot of... Is that a steam around there?
It's white.
It's white. Isn't it? I don't think it's paint, I think it might be steam. Do you like that one?
Yeah.
Oh, we've got to see what this jigsaw...
No, look at I don't.
We've got to see what this one's
look
at
I don't.
Oh, well. That's silly, isn't it, breaking it up like that? Do you think Christopher would have made this jigsaw, wouldn't he? Do you think he's good at doing jigsaws?
Yeah.
Do you think?
Break it up in pieces.
Break it up in pieces, have you?
Look.
It's ready for the... Oh, who's on this picture?
Bertie.
And who does that look like at the corner there?
Bertie the bus.
Bertie the bus, but there looks to be somebody else up there in the top corner.
It's a helicopter.
A helicopter, and what's the helicopter called?
Harold.
Harold the helicopter. That Harold. Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da. I think that piece might go in there, Thomas.
Shut your eyes.
No, I think he goes in there, doesn't he? You can build Harold. You know where the front of Harold is. The back of Harold, there's the front.
I don't like my jigsaw.
You don't like the jigsaw?
No, I'm going to put a real train track in out there.
Are you?
I got a real train track.
You're a bit out of sorts at the moment, aren't you? You're a bit fed up with everything. Thomas?
Yes, I am.
You feel a bit fed up?
Yeah.
Oh dear, dear.
And what about trains?
Poor old Thomas Henry.
I bet me some more trains.
You got some more trains, are you? Well, I think you have to start tidying up what you've got out already.
A train, another train carriage?
In a minute, this picture will be finished and I want you to tell me what's going on in this one. Tell you what, I can see a nice field with some sheep in it. You?
I can't move.
You're putting the train carriages together.
Look! There's the carriage right.
Oh, wow. That's nice, isn't it?
So get out of my way, because I'm going to drive it in a minute.
Right, there's one piece left to put. put in? Are you going to put it in the porch?
No, because I'm too busy driving my train.
Are you? Right. Look at this.
What is it, baby?
Bertie the bus, he's got a lot of passengers, hasn't he?
Huh?
It says railway bus on it. And who's with him, Thomas and...
Cloud and helicopter.
Look, there's a railway bridge, a rail bridge.
What am I talking about?
That's what you're talking about, a rail bridge. But this isn't the sort of bridge that cars or dustbin lorries can go underneath, because look, where... The feet of the bridge, what are they standing in?
A field.
Well, not a field, it's a river, isn't it? It's water. There's the field with the sheep. And that's the river with water. But the bridge goes across the top of the railway. The train, you know, diddly-dum, 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 over the top of the bridge. But nothing could go underneath it. Different types of bridges.
Why?
Well, oh, because it's water. Only boats could go underneath that bridge.
I won't need that. I want someone going up there and down here and smashing my train.
Shall we put that back in the box then?
No.
Thomas the Tank Engine's on both of the jigsaws, isn't he? No, Thomas, don't put them on the floor. Come on, everything's got to be picked up, you know. Are you going to collect them in your weenie bins?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think I'm going to put them in a post line or something like it.
You're going to put them in your post line? That's fine, as long as they're tidied up.
Why are you mad? I don't like the Royal Mail lorry anymore.
Oh, Thomas, you're so out of sorts. You don't like your jigsaw, you don't like the Royal Mail lorry. You're not feeling well?
No, I'm not.
Oh, dear. You're going to lie down?
No, you got me a hospital man to lay me, say me lay down, won't you?
A hospital lady? Do you mean a nurse?
Yes, a nurse to lay down.
What's the matter, little patient?
I'm sad.
You're sad? Why are you sad?
I'm poor.
Oh dear. Was one for chicken pox?
Yeah.
Oh dear. Have you had lots of calamine lotion?
No.
You didn't like calamine lotion, did you?
No.
Did
I lie on your bed?
You can lie on your bed, yes,
certainly. Thank you.
Oh, what is the matter? What's your name?
I'm called Thomas.
You're called Thomas, and what's the matter, Thomas?
I got chicken pox.
You got chicken pox. Oh dear, dear, dear. You're just feeling very sad.
Mm.
You're not able to go out and play with your friends.
No.
And you're not able to play in the garden because it's wet.
Yeah.
Oh dear, dear. And you're not feeling up to going for a little walk with your mummy, are you?
No.
Oh dear, dear. Who else has got chicken pox?
Isabel.
As well. Oh, what sort of spots? Are they tickly spots?
Uh-huh.
They're tickly spots. But calamine lotion's nice because it cools them down, doesn't it?
Well, just look.
I can see. Oh, goodness me. But you don't like the smell of calamine lotion, do you?
No.
Oh, poor Thomas Henry. Have you had lots of drinks?
No.
No, you
haven't. I haven't.
And lots of sleeps.
I haven't.
And lots of cuddles with mummy.
No.
Oh dear. Poor Thomas Henry. You're in a poor way, darling, aren't you?
Mm.
Oh dear, you've got some very nice pyjamas on. What's on your pyjamas?
Thomas the Tank.
Thomas the Tank Engine. Let's have a look at the front, the pattern on the front. Oh, he's coming out of a tunnel, isn't he, Thomas?
Yeah.
It says Thomas across the top. Thomas. There's no Bertie or Harold the helicopter on that picture, is there?
No.
Oh, you've got an eyelash just about going
in. No.
Oh, come on, don't put it in your eye, it'll hurt. Let me get rid of it. That's it, all gone, all gone. Little cuddles.
Yeah. I want to
What do you want to do?
I want to have any coffee.
Let's have a little sleep. Little sleep on my knee.
Yes.
Oh, dear, dear. Poor Thomas Henry. You going to sleep now?
Yeah.
It's not lunchtime yet, is it?
Pardon?
It's not lunchtime yet. Are you ready for bed again?
I am ready for bed.
Oh, dear, dear. You playing with my feet?
Yeah.
Certainly from kissing my feet, I've got a post lorry running up my legs.
Ooh, yeah.
Strange, isn't it?
So get out of my way.
Get out of my way, is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
Get out of my way.
Drinking.
I'm
going to
drink it all.
Are you?
Yes.
I told you you wanted lots of drinks. Oh, look at that lorry, yes. I think that's had a skip on it, don't you?
I think so.
So who's had a skip?
Shut
it, drink your juice. I saw you. You're going to say, shut your eyes and drink the juice. I saw you slip that book down the back.
She's stupid.
Oh, there's a car coming up, our driver. Oh no, it must be for Fred and Rachel. Is it Frederick? It is, it's Fred, isn't it?
No, no, Rich.
Are you going to wave at Fred?
No, no bricks.
Pardon?
No bricks.
No bricks? Are you pretending the little box of bricks now, are you?
It's gone. All gone.
All gone.
I'm going to smack myself.
Don't be silly. Why are you smacking yourself?
Because I don't like me.
You don't like yourself? Oh, well, there's no need to smack yourself, isn't there?
Hit my just behind.
No, 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 no. You don't be rough with anything. You don't hit anybody or anything, Thomas.